In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also
with you. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning. Just a couple of things to say. Firstly, that our Sister Beryl's funeral on Monday, the 5th of September, I know it's in the booklet at 12:15. It is, in fact, 12 o'clock. So 12 o'clock on Monday, the 5th of September, for Beryl's funeral. And then if I can just give a little plug for the Ripon trip, which is taking place on Saturday, the 1st of October. It's a special trip this year because it's the 1350th anniversary of the founding of Ripon Cathedral, and it's got a kind of pilgrimage feel to it. So as well as having a bit of time in the cathedral, a bit of time in the town, or the city, I should say, there's also time for worship and some being looked after by the dean, really. Special treat for Whitkirk, he being a local lad, of course, just down the road. So do sign up for that. The information's in the centre. It's on Saturday the 1st, a special parish pilgrimage to Ripon Cathedral. You can. I'm not used to being heckled, Andrew, but is this the right moment? The Heritage Day is coming up in a fortnight's time. Thank you, Andrew. That's the first heckle I've ever had in notices. Yay. So hats off to you.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. God, our Father, long-suffering, full of grace and truth, you create us from nothing and gave us life. You give your faithful people new life in the water of baptism. You did not turn your face from us, nor cast us aside. We confess that we have sinned against you and our neighbour. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. Restore us for the sake of your Son, and bring us to heavenly joy.
In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring you his pardon and peace, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. God of glory, the end of our searching, help us to lay aside all that prevents us from seeking your kingdom and to give all that we have to gain the pearl beyond all price through our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them. Those who are being tortured, as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honour by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So that we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honour, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honour, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honoured in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbours, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. I wonder if the Church of England got the memo about this parable. For we are a church who clothes her ministers in elaborate titles. For example, archbishops are the Most Reverend, bishops, the Right Reverend, deans, the Very Reverend, archdeacons, the Venerable. Any priest or deacon becomes the Reverend, and then there are those canons, probably less said about those the better. Robert Runcie once said in an interview with Michael Parkinson after it had been announced he was to be the 102nd Archbishop of Canterbury that he was increasingly reverend. And so perhaps the dear old C of E was closer to the world of the Pharisees as we have it in the parable Jesus told than we would like to think. Then as now, his words were spoken to a world in which people were a bit obsessed with status, with sitting in places of honour, of being seen and noticed. Now, of course, I'm mindful in saying this that I stand here wearing a fancy outfit. I'm the person who sits in the place of honour and comes at the end of a procession. But it's not just church, of course. We live in a society in which we have a monarchy and ministers of the crown, where we do pomp and ceremony. It's understandable enough, for we do need rituals, and I think titles are part of that, that help us contemplate serious things and people. Yet as Runcie's comment reminds us, we must hold them lightly. Indeed, Jesus' words must have hit home for the Pharisees, just as they do today for us when we hear them. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Of course, as soon as we explore the theme of humility a bit, some of our minds will almost inevitably turn to that unctuous creation of Charles Dickens, Uriah Heep. Let's hear a little from him in David Copperfield. "I am well aware that I am the humblest person going," said Uriah Heep modestly. Let the other be where he may. My mother is likewise a very humble person. We live in an humble abode. Master Copperfield, but we have much to be thankful for. My father's former calling was humble. He was a sexton. Yet beyond fictional characters, Jesus calls us beyond the titles and the caricatures to ponder what it might mean to be humble. The word humility, from which we get humble, has its roots in the Latin humus, not the stuff you put on your cucumber, but being close to the earth. So when we think of the word humble in relation to our faith, we are thinking of being close to the ground, not physically, but rather, in the words of the famous 20th century theologian Paul Tillich, close to the ground of our being, very grand, but what he was saying was Jesus. Which takes me to the excerpt we have from that letter to the Hebrews. Last week we recalled how the letter was likely written to priests, trying to work out who they were, and particularly when it comes to worship. This week the focus of the excerpt is different. For though we hear a little about worship, it's more practical and down to earth, grounded, if you like, in daily life, and shot through with this theme of humility. At the heart of the text we have before us, though, is an affirmation that in some way summarizes an essential message of the whole New Testament, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it is in and through him that they were, as we are too, they were to ground their being, their living, their identity. And it was to be in and through their knowledge of him at work amongst them as they pondered how he lived and what he taught that they learned the importance of humility. To seek to live a way of simple faithfulness to Jesus, who was and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this humble faithfulness was expressed in how they were to be open and expectant as they discerned what God was up to, hospitable to all, that wonderful line about never knowing when an angel might show up, content with what they have, willing to share and to do good. Of course, as history tells us, the Christian community hasn't always been grounded in this humility. Sometimes it seems as though the Jesus who taught about living humbly has got a bit lost. We've cozied up to power and status too often. And the titles with which I began are, in a sense, I think, probably a legacy of that. And more widely, a generous humility is often something we all struggle with. For example, we often seem to want our leaders or those wanting to become one to know all the answers all the time, and we think that not knowing them is weakness. Now, of course, we don't want humility to veil incompetence, nor do we need the false humility of Uriah Heep. But it seems to me that the challenges of this present moment will not be addressed by shouting more loudly at each other, but by deep listening, born of humility, coupled with a desire to work for the common good. And so today's reading comes as a timely reminder about just how important humility is. And so, friends, we pray that as we leave this week, we live grounded in him who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, bearing the hallmarks of his life in us, in the way that we live, so that, to quote the prophet Micah, we may do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The English author and poet John Bunyan said, "You can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you cannot do more than pray until you have prayed." Please kneel or sit to pray. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray especially today for the Anglican Church of Aotearoa, New Zealand and Polynesia. We hold before you their bishops Philip and Don, that they may, by word and good example, lead their flock in ever greater commitment in the ways of truth and love, holiness and peace. In our own Diocese of Leeds, we offer our thanks and prayers for the clergy, staff and volunteers of Ripon Cathedral, especially their Dean John. May their work and worship advance your kingdom and bear ever greater witness to your love shown in your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we pray for the leaders of this nation. As we face the suffering and worry caused by the rising cost of living, raise up among us men and women of skill and courage. Guide their hearts away from fear and greed towards justice and peace, from deprivation and want towards dignity and opportunity, from the injustices which divide us towards the fairness and compassion. We pray also for the staff and volunteers of Age UK and other charities working to support the elderly and vulnerable in our communities. By your grace, may their deeds bring comfort and help to those with greatest need. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Eternal Father, you meant for us to live in peace as brothers and sisters. Yet we see the tragic consequences of violence and discord in our society spill out onto the streets. Take from us all hatred, suspicion, fear, and distrust, and draw us into closer fellowship with one another. Show us how to use the freedom you have given us for the establishment of your kingdom, and make us instruments of peace in our neighbourhoods, our country and the world. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We give thanks especially for all those involved with Crossgate's Good Neighbours. May they faithfully live out the calling to love our neighbours as ourselves. And in our own community, we pray for the residents of Lulworth Crescent, for their friends and their families. Lord, in your mercy. Have compassion, Lord, upon those who are passing through sickness and pain. Uphold their faith that they may trust and not be afraid. Give them the comfort and strength of your presence, and along with those known privately to us, we remember especially Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster, Lynn Perry, Roger Guy, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend the souls of all your faithful servants who have recently died. May they share in the promise of eternal life with your saints in heaven. We pray especially for those known to us, including Beryl Laverick, Phyllis Dawson, Marjorie Driver, Audrey Archer, Muriel Grimes. And we remember before you those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Ronnie Butterworth, Alice Tillett, Guy Cox, John Isles. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Loving God, you called your servant Aidan from the peace of a cloister to re-establish the Christian mission in northern England, and gave him the gifts of gentleness, simplicity, and strength. Help us by following his example and by his loving intercessions that we may persevere in commending the saving gospel of our Redeemer Jesus Christ. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
as the grain once scattered in the fields and the grapes once dispersed on the hillside are now reunited on this table in bread and wine, so, Lord, may your whole church soon be gathered together from the corners of the earth into your kingdom. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. From sunrise to sunset, this day is holy, for Christ has risen from the tomb and scattered the darkness of death with light that will not fade. This day the risen Lord walks with your gathered people, unfolds for us your word, and makes himself known in the breaking of the bread. And though the night will overtake this day, you summon us to live in endless light, the never-ceasing Sabbath of the Lord. And so, with choirs of angels and with all the heavenly host, we proclaim your glory and join their unending song of praise. Praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms and bring us with Blessed Mary, St. Aidan, St. Gregory the Great and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever.
Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Let us pray. Lord of all mercy, we, your faithful people, have celebrated that one true sacrifice which takes away our sins and brings pardon and peace. By our communion, keep us firm on the foundation of the gospel and preserve us from all sin through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Father, from whom every family in earth and heaven receives its name, strengthen you with his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen.